the code?
Welcome.
What's the code?
I spread pink cheer around, pink cheer and love. The code is baby adorable, baby love.
What is your name?
Felisa. Welcome.
Welcome.
Hello. I can barely hear.
I know, hold on. You're a woman.
Who is that?
That's Zoink on the phone.
Welcome.
Hello, Talisa. Welcome.
I spread pink cheer around and joy.
You're pink. Female. You're a woman.
Yes.
Well, hello. Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome.
You're an assistant to the boss?
Actually, I'm an assistant to an assistant, but yes.
Assistant to an assistant.
Yes.
So I guess you have a lot of assistants then.
Yes. I have an assistant.
You're an assistant to an assistant, and you have an assistant.
Yes.
how deep does it go?
Always six deep.
Six deep. Okay.
Yes. And then you could have underlings, but no more assistants. Only six. Six deep.
Okay. And how many across? How many, how do I put this? How many assistants are there?
Right now, thousands.
Thousands. And what do? You relay information from the boss to the angels?
The angels and the ascended masters and the students.
Oh, so you're the relayer of information.
I like that, yes. We're called researchers, but I like that, yes, yes. Hello, Marcus.
Hello, welcome.
You're a sweetie.
Well, I'm told you had something really important you wanted to talk to me about, so I'm very anxious to learn what it is. Talking to a friend?
Maybe.
I wanted to give you cheers and talk to you about pink cheering and love. Love for each other, love for your mother. I know you're going to be seeking her tomorrow.
Is that a good thing to do in your eyes?
No, but it's understandable. What I want you to do is bring her flowers, a piece of love. Bring her flowers.
I'm going to do this in baby steps. Maybe I'll get her flowers down the road.
Trust me, bring her flowers. Trust me. It's called Pink Love and Joy. Not expensive ones, just ones at the grocery store. It's a peace, love, and joy. You can never go wrong with flowers.
Okay. Okay, I'll work on finding some flowers for her. Okay.
Yeah. Remember this, you never go into a room empty-handed if you love someone.
Oh, that's another good saying. I'm getting all these good sayings.
Yes.
The other one is it's better to have a longer table than a higher fence.
Oh, yes. That's one of our teachings.
I like that. If you could give me a lot of those, I'll just write them down and spread them around. I'll put them on the internet.
In good time, my friend, but bring her flowers of joy.
Okay. Okay, I'll buy her a little something. And my friend from a past life just gave me a lottery number. Is this for real?
It is for real. It must mean that he really cares about you. We're not supposed to do that.
I'm really grateful. I just hope it works.
It will work, yes. Just have faith in it.
Just be patient and just keep submitting it. And,
yes.
Because that would make life so wonderful. It really would. Wouldn't be such a burden. I could pay my rent without having to worry.
Hold on, he's saying, play that number twice a week until you hit. Just $1 twice a week.
Okay. I don't know anything about the lottery because I don't do that. I definitely will now.
He wants you to be full of cheer and excitement.
This'll do it.
Hold on.
Oh, okay.
When you hit, you split it three ways. Between you, the aggregate, and Marcus. Because it also is from Yenny as well. She's allowing it. So you split the sums of three ways. And Marcus,
yes.
You are not in control of the monies. There's a lot of work you still have to provide. But the third is yours when you provide the work. That is from your friends.
Okay.
Do you understand that, Zoin?
Yes.
Okay. So it is, whatever you win, after your taxes, it's divided into thirds.
Okay.
And that will still help you very greatly.
It will. Can I double check the numbers with you?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. And then the power number is 13.
Yes.
Now, if it's coming from Yeni, I would suspect that the power number would be 12.
It's not coming from Yeni. She's allowing it.
Oh, she's allowing it. Okay.
Yeah. This is from your friend.
Wow. Like I said, it's nice having friends in high places. It's wonderful.
And 13 is a very good number.
It is? Okay.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's very powerful.
Well, they've been telling us their favorite number is 12 all these years, so.
Yes, 12 is a very high number. But 13 to a low dimensional, like Earth, is a very powerful number in spiritual and witches. Good witches.
Good witches.
Good witches, yes. Goodness. It brings about goodness.
It would be wonderful to have a regular communication like this, because I've got a lot of questions. Is that okay?
Yes, of course, my dear.
Because there's a lot going on that I don't understand. And nobody
else. Hold on. Martin? Yes.
Why are you so quiet?
Blank question.
No, it's for the both of you, my dear.
Okay, I was under the impression that. So.
No, it's for the both of you.
I keep encouraging him to participate, but he just sits in the background.
Yes. I see that. Marcus, it's for the both of you. We want you both to enjoy it and speak up and enjoy the services we provide.
Thank you. I'm
so go ahead, Zoink.
Let me start with something very cheerful. Years ago, we as a group were instructed to go to a hamburger restaurant where I would meet with somebody very important. And we went. And I saw a nun standing there. And she was just sort of standing there. This is late at night, way past the nun's bedtime. She was standing there, and I was told that she was the visitor that was there to meet me.
Correct.
And she was described as an ecclesiastical.
Correct, yes.
And I talked to somebody about that type of experience. And she said, in their culture, is commonly referred to as a meeting with the mother of Jesus. She had a name for it. Is that who I met? Was that the mother of Jesus or Emmanuel?
Yes.
So I looked into the eyes of Jesus' mom. That's what you're saying.
That is correct, my son. Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You were blessed. You were blessed.
And why was I blessed? I'm nobody. I'm just Zoink. I'm nobody.
Oh, no, don't say that. Don't say that.
I'm just a silly human.
Oh, no, you are so much more. You are love. You are a diamond in the rough.
Very rough.
You understand? Yes, very rough.
Very rough.
But come out of that roughness and the diamond will appear. That's why she came to you and allowed you to look at her.
It's the most amazing thing. Then I turned around and she was gone.
Correct.
And she just, yeah. Well, that answers that. Well, I'm blessed and honored that I would even be considered for a visit like that. I feel very privileged. Anytime she wants to.
You should, because it doesn't happen to many people. Less than 1%.
If she ever wants to meet again and, you know, have a cup of coffee, you know, I'd love to sit down with her.
Wonderful. Yeah,
have a show. Now, another question that I asked, I think, last night.
Welcome. Hello.
Is this Delisa?
No. Oh, okay. What is the code?
Vivian Deering.
Oh, okay. What is your name?
My name is Tralan.
Tralan?
Tralan.
Welcome.
Welcome, I am a student.
Oh, you're a student. You sound very similar to...
I am a student.
Hello, Shalan?
Oh, hello.
Did I get your name right?
Trilon. Welcome. I would like to spread cheer around you, Zoink. Is that okay?
Be my guest. I love pink cheer.
Thank you. Hold on. I'm spreading pink cheer around you right now. Do you feel the tickles?
I'm feeling a little warmth, and yeah, I'm feeling something.
Yes, and that's me. I'm spreading pink cheer around you. I learned how to do this.
Okay, yes, now I'm feeling it on the back of my head, and now it's starting to move around.
Good. I just learned how to do this.
Oh, I'm a little slow. It takes me a little bit.
No, it's not you. It's me. I failed the first five times.
Well, I'm still...
Sixth time was a cheer.
I'm still feeling it.
But you are feeling it, right?
Yeah, I'm feeling it now. Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Take that, Torrance. My friend Torrance said I would never learn it.
Well,
how are you, Michael?
Very good. How are you?
Very good. Very good. There's a unicorn by me.
Yeah, unicorns are in the sixth dimension.
Yes.
They're beautiful.
You mean unicorns are real?
Of course. I hope you're kidding.
Well, they're mythological creatures here.
No, they're very much real, and they're big, and they're beautiful.
Do they have special abilities?
They can fly.
Okay.
They can spread love.
Can you ride one?
Of course.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm just a lowly human. What do I know?
Of course.
It'd be great if you could send me a movie just of your world.
Oh, it is very beautiful. Very beautiful.
I could put it on the internet and everybody could see your world. Wouldn't that be nice?
Beaches, beautiful prairies, beautiful mountains, oceans. Oh, just very beautiful. Cities that are very beautiful, open.
Now, there's a movie whose name I can't remember.
Valorian.
You read my mind.
Yes, I did.
You read my mind for something that I couldn't even remember myself. Very good. Valerian, they had beaches. Does it look anything like that?
Much prettier, but that's the basis of it, yes.
The basic idea?
Yes.
And beautiful little creatures and wonderful looking beings?
Yes, very beautiful. Very beautiful.
Valerian has been used several times to describe the different systems.
Yes.
So was that...
There's over 1,000 cities in that one portal that is why, the one realm.
Yeah, but in the movie they're all wild and a lot of negativity, but you wouldn't have that, would you?
No, it's all beautiful and love.
Can you ever get too much love?
Never.
Well, what could I ask? I bet you know all sorts of things.
Hold on, Marcus. The boss wants you to watch a movie tonight. Hold on. Game Stalig. So it will be called in your Earth language, Game Night. Game Stalig.
Game Stalig.
Yes.
Game Stalig. Now you mean tonight as in Saturday or Friday? Because we're now into Saturday.
I do not know. Let me find out. He's pointing his finger down and saying tonight. Tonight.
But we are in Saturday now. Night as in
within 24 hours?
No, now he's waving his finger. No. It must be. Wait, hold on. Within an hour after our meeting.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I think I can help you do that if you don't have a way to do that.
Yes. He's going to make an appearance in the movie.
Oh, okay.
Well, I've seen part of the movie.
You saw Game Stalig?
Game Night.
Game Night, yes.
I think I watched half of it.
Oh, well, watch the other half. He's going to make an appearance.
Well, what should we look for?
I can't tell you, but you're going to feel true love. You're going to feel true love.
I think I know which...
It isn't the cop that lives next door, is it?
I can't tell you. You're going to feel true love when you see him. You just fall in love with him, he says.
And who does that represent?
Okay, hold on. Put your mute.
Okay.
Hello.
Pink cheer and joy.
Cheer and joy.
Yes, I put pink cheer around this being, and he ran like, you know what. Anyway, watch the movie, and, oh, how did you like Burger King the other day, Marcus?
It was excellent.
Very good.
Excellent. Someone special made it.
Brunson.
Is he an angel?
No, he's a student.
Oh, he's a student.
He's a student. Did you like it?
Oh, it was excellent.
Very
good.
Yeah,
I did rate it and all that stuff. We talked about it at the restaurant.
You rated it a 9.
That is absolutely correct.
Yes. So he is going, hold on, please.
Okay.
He wants you to go to a restaurant tomorrow called Fuddruckers.
Okay.
And he will, hold on. He wants you to order an ostrich burger.
Okay. I remember this mentioned before. Okay, ostrich burger.
Yes, and he will make it, and he wants you to rate it.
And is it Bronson's going to make it?
Bronson will make it, yes.
Ostrich.
He said, it's here it comes.
Wow. Okay, absolutely. I am excited, very excited. Now, is he going to be there physically or speak?
He's going to be making the burger.
Oh, he will be there in person?
He will be there, yes.
Wow. Okay. Okay. I will talk to the arrogant. All right, thank you.
Can I ask you something that I'm going to be asking a lot in the future?
Hold on, please.
Okay.
Marcus?
Yes.
He says, order a regular burger, not an ostrich. A regular burger.
Okay.
He says it's going to be a 10+.
I know it will.
So okay. Order a regular hamburger.
Regular burger.
You will have an ostrich at another time, but he is going to make you a phenomenal, he said, hamburger.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Go ahead, Zoink. You may ask.
Okay. What will our world be like in 100 years?
I didn't understand the question.
In 100 years, in the future, what will our world be like?
I wish not to answer that. That's a very...
Too much negativity?
Yes.
Things are being torn apart right now, kind of on the verbal level, and I just kind of like to get a good idea of where it's all leading to. Because it doesn't look like things are headed in a good direction.
No. Put it to you this way. Feel honored you were getting off Earth when you are. And pray for the best.
Well, yeah.
Okay, bye-bye, friend.
Oh, that was fun. Okay. Thank you.
Pink cheers and kisses to all of you. Bye-bye.
Pink cheers and kisses back again. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Do you want to hang up or do you want to stay on?
I'll just hang up. It'll give Stuart some time to wake up.
All right.
Okay. Thanks a lot. It's been groovy.
Been groovy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye.